B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Again, we started the day talking about your thoughts at the Patriots receiver situation. And it wasn't good when the day began. Again, Tom Curran on NBC Sports Boston called it laughable. Laughable. He says, when you lay it out, the lack of attention to the receiver position is almost laughable. That was before the day began. Now, Golden Tate goes off the board and not here. Now you find out not only were the Pats late on Adam Humphries in Tennessee, but they circled back too late on Cole Beasley in Buffalo. Whether you want those players or not, the Patriots were in on them. And they missed out. And what they did sign was a 5'9 receiver from Detroit, whose name again already Ellington? Bruce Ellington?
Bruce Ellington.
Bruce Ellington is their move at receiver so far. Curran wrote that the Pats, currently, this was before the Ellington signing, so it's gone up, but the Pats have $4.4 million in cap space committed to the receiver position in 2019. That's the lowest in the NFL. That's the lowest. He said, would Bill Belichick ever be this unmoved if the cupboard was bare in, say, the secondary or linebacker or anywhere on the defense? He wrote on NBC Sports Boston, the presumption is that Belichick has a plan. Maybe he does. If a signing doesn't seem imminent, it must be the draft or maybe a trade. Or it may just be the same plan as it was in 2018. Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady will figure it out. Hell, it worked before. Who's to second guess? And Curran answers that by saying, everybody. Personnel-wise, the Patriots were negligent at tight end and wideout in 2018, but didn't pay the price because of Brady and McDaniels. That's not a model worth trying to repeat. So Curran's commentary on the Patriots at receiver is laughable and negligent. But they got away with it last year, and they're going to try and get away with it again this year.
It sure feels that way.
How do you feel that? Look, if any team's going to figure it out, it's them. Because any doubter like me has been had it shoved right down their throat time and time again. And good, I'm happy about that. But I don't know, with a 42-year-old quarterback, it's just not sustainable. They got away with it last year. I still am surprised that they won the Super Bowl last year. They figured it out come playoff time, they did. But were they really that great during the regular season? No, if we're being completely honest with each other, can
they
please?
Weren't.
Yeah, they weren't.
They won 11 games. Usually those 11-win teams don't get by.
That enough should be proof that what they did there is not sustainable. You need more weapons for this guy at his age. Talking Brady, obviously.
See, the part that frustrates me as much as anything, though, is the Adam Humphries part of this. Because clearly they recognize there's a need there.
Right.
Right? So they're not being completely, they're not completely oblivious to it. They went out and tried to get Humphries. They went out and tried, I think they were in on Tate based on, you know, we were told early on they had interest in Tate, right? So I think they were in on him. They were on Beasley.
From most of the reports this afternoon, it was down to two teams, the Steelers and the Patriots for Golden Tate.
So they were in on all these guys. And in the case of Humphries, they were ultimately willing to go to $10 million, which is more than what he got. But they were late. He had already agreed with Tennessee and didn't want to back out of the deal with Tennessee. He didn't want to pull an Anthony Barr. So, like, I look at that and say, what are you guys doing? What? If you want the player and you're willing to go to 10, why aren't you going to 10 in the conversation you had with them the last one?
Because they are not desperate to the nth degree. We won this way last year. We can win our way, and we don't need to bow to you. And we're not going to... You come to our terms, we don't come to yours.
Boy, it is. It's frustrating, and it doesn't feel like there's a ton out there now.
So then don't bother at all. Like, I get where you're coming from, Maz. Like, it just feels like it's like, nah, well, it's just, I don't know. It's like kind of half-assed the way that they went about it with some of these guys.
Mike in the truck, thanks for holding. What's your thought?
Like I was saying, I'm about to lose my mind. The Giants get Tate, we get Beef Wellington. You may as well just concede that they're not going to do anything. Have we heard anything else about Martellus Bennett? Because Brady wants him here.
Does Brady want him here? Has he said anything about that?
He commented on the NFL post about his brother coming here.
Okay,
he wants Martellus.
Maybe we're going to get a big face full of Bennett. Oh, great. I don't know. Does that address your receiving situation?
No, and you know what? I don't know if I'd feel great about that one either because, again, he sat out last year.
So how did football a whole year? Tom in traffic. What do you think, Tom?
Bill Belichick cares about getting talent in the offseason about as much as Kyrie listens to any word coming out of Brad Stevens' mouth. Not at all. My God, too late getting to get to Humphreys. Like you said, if you're arrogant, we don't need these guys, you know, spit in my face, that's fine. But you're trying. Why don't you put down the lotion, stop rubbing down Linda, and pick up the phone? Why don't you have McDaniels make the phone call because it was a problem because of a handshake deal? Pretty sure he knows how to talk out of his way out of that one. My God. But you know what? He's going to go to the local YMCA, pick up a towel boy from the resort, and put him at wide receiver because they just don't care, but they'll figure it out and then laugh at us all.
Okay. It's good to hear some Patriot anger again.
See, the part that mystifies me is the way the Humphreys thing went down. You're willing to go to $10 million on Humphreys, but you only did it after you lost the player? Like, I mean, that is sort of them. Like, oh, yeah, we're willing to do that. I mean, then you can tell everyone you wanted them. But if you really wanted the player, why weren't you knocking down the door for him?
Meanwhile, the Pats don't have a current receiver on their roster taller than 5'10". They're all 5'10 or 5'9". Joe in the car on that thought. Joe!
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Joe.
Hey, sorry, my original thought was about how you guys were ripping on everyone for being smaller than 5'10 or whatever on the Patriots receiver roster, and I thought, like, Golden Tate would have been a perfect fit, and he's not a huge guy either, but the fact that he went to the Giants, like, going back to yesterday's narrative on how people are, like, different levels of stupid, they must be the highest level of freaking stupid there ever been. Because why would they ever find somebody who's as good as him if they're trying to tank or whatever they're trying to do?
Okay, well, Joe, we don't care about the Giants. If it makes you feel better that the Giants are stupid, fine. That makes you feel better.
That was yesterday's show.
And on Tate, yeah.
Also yesterday's show.
He also would have fit with the rest of the undersized wide receivers that they have here, but he's a tough SOB, and he's done it.
How tall is he? He's tall.
He's 5'10". I just looked it up.
Oh, he's not even...
He's another one.
Wow.
And I think Humphreys is little, too, if I remember right. Look, they're clearly looking for...
Humphreys is 5'9".
They're clearly looking for some, you know, backup to Edelman or successor to Edelman, for lack of a better term, which is the right move. They should have had that on the roster last year, and they didn't. The fact that they got through with it is a borderline miracle that Edelman didn't go down.
John in Easton, what's your bright idea? John.
How you guys doing? What about the possibilities with Dez Bryant? What do you guys think about that?
Dez Bryant, okay, a-hole. Out of football for a year coming off a ruptured Achilles.
No, thanks.
I mean, he'll come at a good price, I'll tell you that. But, yeah, I don't know. You got Gordon and Dez Bryant.
Did he not make it through that one practice with the Saints when they signed him?
I think that's right, yeah.
Once or twice and ripped his Achilles.
Yeah, he's out of shape. No, thanks. No. At this point, I'm sorry to cut you up. Go trade for A.J. Green, who I think is soft, but at least is a legitimate weapon. And if he's on, because there's been rumors about that floating around on social media now for a few days. If you can make that happen, trade for him. You have 12 picks. Trade for A.J. Green.
I'm not even sure they can do that, again, with some of these money restrictions. A.J. Green's big money, right?
What does he make? I don't even know.
So I'll look that up, but he's another one. Like, you know, the Greg Bedard saying earlier in the day that they don't have the financial flexibility they've had in some of these other years. So if that's the case, how do you take on a guy like A.J. Green?
Let me get it for you, Maz, as you're talking. A.J. Green in 2019, cap hit of 12.1. You're only responsible for the base salary. Not much of a break there. Base salary of $12 million.
Holy crap.
Forget about him. No shot. No shot. Folks, we have more breaking news.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, if you have been concerned about the Patriots adding wide receivers, there's more help. As Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, just tweeted, the Patriots are signing former Redskins wide receiver Maurice Harris, who is also here on a visit with Bruce Ellington today.
I don't know that. Who's that?
No, nor should you.
Who is that?
Maurice Harris.
The Mo?
He had 304 yards last year.
Maz, how tall?
6'3".
Hey.
Yeah! Got some height!
I'll tell you what, NBC Sports Boston must know these guys because they have pitchers ready to roll. Good. Good job. Tell me how much he played last year now, please.
All I have here is he caught 28 passes for 304 yards.
I'm sorry, tell me his name again.
Maurice Harris.
Okay. How many targets? Can you look at that for me?
He was targeted 47 times and 28 catches. So that's not a great percentage. 304 yards, an average of 10.9 per.
He actually started seven games for him.
He did. With Alex Smith. That quarterback. Was this? I think this guy's an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
Age 26.
Yeah, Maurice Harris. So are Doug Gabriel...
His cousin is Keenan Allen, so maybe that's a lead to get Keenan Allen.
So are Doug Gabriel and Rishay Caldwell, are they still available? Can you get them in here? Because they know the offense at least. How about Jabbar Gaffney? Is he out there? Can you get him in here? Seriously, somebody with a pulse that's played here before and knows the offense. Can just anybody. Tell me anyone.
In 3 years in the league, you want to guess how many touchdowns he has?
Yes, one.
There you go.
One. I've got in front of me one.
Maurice Harris.
One.
Bruce Ellington. Braxton Honeynut Berrios.
Don't forget Phil Dorsett.
This is awesome.
Who they completely
Phil
ignored.
Dorsett. Oh, that's great.
Meanwhile, in Barbados, a certain head coach picks up his phone. Look at this. I got 52 missed calls. Let's party. What is going on here?
Seriously, Maurice Harris, 6'3", two bills. He's going to look at the rest of these guys and go, what's up, little fellas? That is awesome. They got a bunch of 5'8 and 5'9 guys, and here comes Maurice. This is awesome. I'm going to have, like, seriously, it's the Pop Warner receiving crew down there in Foxborough.
Again, positional coach?
I mean, Bob Soucy. They'll be having eye-to-eye conversations in the media room.
What the hell's going on? We discuss right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
They can't really be big spenders. I mean, they have a lot of holes to fill on the roster. I mean, including at kicker and punter, which haven't exactly been low-cost positions for them in the recent past. And they just don't have a whole lot of cap space. Well, I mean, what do they have? Like $16 million against the cap, and they still have, what, about 30 spots? You know, I mean, there's the top 51 rule. But, I mean, you know, they have a bunch of holes to fill in the roster, and they just, you know, they don't have a whole lot of cap money.
So why such a tepid entree into free agency by the Patriots? Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, on Earlier With Us, says they don't have the money. You know, I don't believe in the cap. I don't. That they could figure out the cap dollars if they wanted. So I think it's about payroll, real money. But either way you slice it, just call it finances. We'll split the difference. You believe what you believe. I believe what I believe. But is money a factor? I mean, it's always a factor, but is it really a factor here? Where, and he makes a good point. Because in this case, in case of Steven Gostkowski, the real money is going to equal the cap money because you're not going to give him like a 5-year deal with phony year. It's going to be, you know, you're only going to sign him for a couple of years.
Right.
So the franchise number on a kicker is 5. These guys are getting $4 or $5 million. So you're going to spend a third of your available space on your flipping kicker? Never mind the punter who is actually good. And I don't mean to be so mean to Gostkowski. He's pretty good, but... You know, frustrates us all with those big misses. Ryan Allen had a better Super Bowl than he did.
He did, absolutely.
Give it to you like that.
Allen was good in the Super Bowl.
Allen's going to cost you $3, $2, $3, $4. I don't know exactly what punters make, but it's millions of dollars. So, I mean, you got to sign those guys. Never mind someone who can actually help, I don't know, Tom Brady. So is that the answer to the question? I mean, what the hell's going on?
Maybe, yeah.
They don't have the money.
And look, we wondered going into this offseason, whether they would go to some of the guys on the roster who felt like overpriced veterans who were in the final years of their contracts or approaching the final years, which is typically, which first of all is very rare, period, in that league, or is rare. I shouldn't say very rare. But most guys don't see the money at the end of the deal. Devin McCourty's in the final year. Gronk's in the final year. I don't know what Hightower has left.
So, but this is what I was telling you before, Maz. I'll tell you what Hightower's got left. Hightower's got 1 year after this. Okay, Hightower, $8.5 million cap hit. The thing is, you're only saving $3 million if you cut him. His dead number's five. So if you, I don't want to get too much into the minutiae.
No, no, right, of course. But this is the point, is that this is why you go and restructure it.
Well, so, okay, here's the point. I think if they had not won the Super Bowl last year, it would have been easy to move on from a lot of these guys. I think they'd cut Devin McCourty or have him retire and say, you know, that's it. Great run. It's time to turn the page. We got to get younger and we're going to, you know, just sort of flip the roster. And now's a natural time to do it. If they had come up short, which you, we pretty much all thought they would, you know, coming out of that Pittsburgh game, I don't know how many people had him winning at all. And so if it had just, if that slide had continued after the Pittsburgh game and it just sort of petered out, I think they could move on from Devin McCourty. I think they could move on from Dante Hightower. I think they could maybe even move on from Rob Gronkowski and say, it's just time. It's just time to turn the page and get younger on these guys. Never mind the Adrian Claibornes and the Daron Harmons and all these guys who should be in danger anyway. But when you win it all and these guys say, no, I'm going to come back and I'm not going to take a cut, what do? You either have to bloodlet, you know, the top end of your roster and just release these guys, or bite the bullet and have no money to spend elsewhere. So I don't know where they're at.
Until you bite the bullet. It just feels so un-Belichick-like. That's all. It's just so unlike Belichick. And for that matter, the whole organization, to run it in such a way that they are now committed to these guys with contracts that really aren't worth the money that they're paying now. It's just so unlike them.
Yes, it's true. They're underwater, in other words, on a lot of these deals. It's very rare that they have guys that aren't worth what they're getting paid, and now they've got I don't know. I mean, I could look at this thing and give you 12 off the top of my head who aren't worth what they're getting paid.
I mean, it feels that way.
At least.
And it is. It's affecting their ability now to go out and get other players.
Okay, again, back to your reaction to this. We'll do these two real quick. Jim in North Reading, your thought.
Hey, what about Jordy Nelson?
Okay, he was just cut today in Oakland. Will in Providence, who do you want?
Yeah, I know, you know, we don't have a lot of money to spend, but Jordy Nelson just got cut. I know it's kind of a risk because he's an older player, but how would you guys feel about getting him?
Okay, so Jordy Nelson probably will be perfect for him in that he'll be cheap. He, you know, blew out his knee the second to last year in Green Bay and was never the same, then went to Oakland and wasn't, you know, put up some numbers.
63 catches, 737 yards.
Okay.
39 yards.
He's just sort of purely an outside guy, which is exactly what they need. You know, look, if they don't have a lot of money, I think he might be a perfect guy because you can afford him. Now, can he still play? I don't know. I didn't watch much of him in Oakland.
So, look, again, I feel the same way about him that I sort of do about Randall Cobb. Like, yeah, sure. But I don't know what he's got left. I mean, he's, again, you said 34. Eric Decker, how's Eric Decker? They brought him and he was cooked.
Sort of feels like that. Or Kenny Britt feels like one of those guys who are at the end and it's just a flyer.
See, I didn't want it to come to this. I with Edelman, you would like to have another really viable option out there. That's all. You want to tell me that Cobb or Nelson or one of those guys is your fourth guy? Fine. Your second guy? Your second guy.
They don't have a one right now, unless you know, Edelman. Jordan in Boston. Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. They got to figure it out. I mean, they never won with big receivers. Wes Welkers, the Randy Mosses, they never won championships. But it's Brady's last 4 years. Give him something to play with. I mean, offense, that's what we want to watch. We don't want to watch. I mean, Edelman's good, but that's your highest premier receiver. He's only making doing some change. I mean, Jesus.
Okay, Jordan. You know, what are they giving Brady here for his home stretch? Right now, it looks like nothing. But is their approach, we're going to win on defense and running the ball down the stretch like they did with John Elway, and that's going to be Brady's swan song. He's going to be He's just going to be managing the situation as we win other ways. I think it's, you know, I don't know. Is this a conscious decision because this is what they want to do? Or they just can't afford to, you know, replenish around Brady?
So last year it's proof that it worked. I just don't know how sustainable it is. And the other thing is, more importantly, Tom Brady isn't like Peyton Manning at the end. We're not talking about a dead-armed quarterback.
He's actually good.
Yeah, he's not the sidecar. So you should try to get him some weapons because one of the things that helped the running game is the play action. And are you really going to scare anyone with these wide receivers right now outside Edelman?
You just start playing the run against these guys.
Right. Look, maybe the way to do it, maybe the way they're going to do it is use Brady situationally, right? And third down in Kansas City came up big. But again, I honestly, I don't care how they're going to use him. They don't have enough at the position.
Mike,
they don't have enough.
Mike in Connecticut, go.
Yeah, so I'm right there with Maz. I know I didn't want it to come to this with the receivers either, but when you look at what they're trying to give to Humphreys, and then Golden Tate goes for like barely more than that. I mean, you got Tom Brady, 42. He's a perfect dink and duck. Like, you know, they have this offense which he barely throws 8 yards every time. Golden Tate, since he came in the league, first in receiving yards, first in receptions, and first in yards after catching screen passes. I do not know why they didn't want this guy. So I don't know where they're going to go from here, but I guess Maurice Harris is the answer. I just I don't know. I really don't.
Well, so Maurice Harris.
If Pro Football Focus is to be believed in terms of stats, like this Harris kid, maybe they have something with him. He is 26, and I'm looking at this here. He had close to 50% of his snaps in the slot last year, listed at 6'3", 200 pounds, had one drop on 29 catchable targets, top 20 in terms of drop rate among receivers with at least 40 targets. So maybe he was underused in Washington. They didn't really have a quarterback. Alex Smith got hurt. So maybe he's a diamond in the rough type.
Heather in Hudson, you have a thought on Maurice Harris, who I'd never heard of before today?
Exactly. And my second favorite team is the Washington Redskins, and I usually scrape the bottom of the barrel towards the end of fantasy season. I've never heard of this guy. but on the bright side, you know, like Murray was just saying, you look at who his quarterbacks have been. You've got Alex, the game manager, Smith. Then you went to Colt McCoy. Then you went to Mark Butt Fumble Sanchez. So, you know, maybe we cross our fingers and this is our grocery store guy.
Okay, thanks, Heather. A lot of finger crossing today with the Patriots and receivers. You want to recap everything the Patriots have done today? And they've done a lot. They've done a lot. Murray has the update right here for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What about Golden Tate? Let's get back to him real quick, Ian.
Yeah, one of the top receivers available right now. Obviously, big name guy, traded from the Lions to the Eagles last year. Certainly has a lot of interest. I know a couple teams that were at the least interested in potentially trading for him last year have some interest in him this year. Patriots would be one. The Steelers would be another.
That's the New York Giants. Nice try, Rap. That was Rap from earlier in the day. We had a breaking news one from Rap after he signed with the Giants, but you get the idea. Golden Tate, gone, not here. Not Pittsburgh either. The New York Giants. We'll talk about them some other time. Do that on your own time. Call the fan and complain about the New York Giants. Not our issue.
Okay.
Our issue is this. The good news is a lot of breaking news today. The bad news is it's not a single guy that I've ever heard of. Or that you've ever heard of. I mean, another little tiny receiver who has no hamstring. I love this guy.
This is Beef Wellington there.
The Duke Ellington guy, poor Bruce Ellington. 5'9" and has no hamstring on one of his legs. Or what was the story with his hamstring?
He had part of it removed.
Okay, so
the good news is if he doesn't have one, he can't pull it.
So one way to find value is to sign the receiver without the hamstring. So one of the receivers is 5'9" and has no hamstring. The other guy is at least sizable, 6'3", and is no one you ever heard of from Washington. And that's what they've done in free agency. And then some special teamer from the Jets.
Terrence Brooks.
Okay, so that's what they've done today, which is typical Patriots. Typical Patriots.
This feels worse than usual, though.
I would say it feels worse than
usual. This really, because there were some guys out there that fit them or fit their system and fit their whole sort of philosophy, right? Adam Humphreys, Cole Beasley, hell, Jamison Crowder for that matter. We didn't even talk about him. He's another slot guy that was out there. They could add any one of these guys, Golden Tate today, like any one of them. And clearly they went after some of them. Struck out across the board. Struck out.
So my question is, they have a money issue, right, that we're learning today. But they had the money set aside to go offer Humphreys $9-10 million a year. So all these guys, these ham and eggers that they're signing can't be anything. So they still have that money. They still have that money to spend, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Right.
According to the guy who works on Bedard's site, Miguel,
yep.
The I think they have like 12, a little over 12 million still left.
It's really nothing. When you look at these teams with, you know, tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars, and your quarterback's cheap. Your quarterback, he's got a big cap number, but his real money is nothing. So it's like, usually you would say that team, well, you know, they got one of these franchise quarterbacks that pulls in $30 million a year. So what do you expect? That's not even you. Your guy makes 14.
Right.
For crying out loud.
Correct.
So that's what's, okay, here we go again. Breaking news. Please, let it be someone I've actually heard of.
Hold on, I got to look.
This is Breaking Sports News.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We have more signings, yes, plural, by the New England Patriots. Field Yates, ESPN, just tweeting seconds ago. According to a source, the Patriots are signing former New York Jet defensive lineman Mike Pennell and former Broncos tight end Matt LaCosse. So welcome in Mike Pennell and Matt LaCosse.
So we've now done this like five times today.
It is literally five times, yes.
I've not heard of a single guy.
Nor should you.
Every single one I've been like, who?
Yeah, and this one we announced two signings.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm even saying this Broncos tight end's name correctly, and frankly, I don't care.
LaCosse, Matt LaCosse.
There's an E at the end. Maybe it's LaCosse.
No.
Whatever.
It's so obvious how they dish out information down there, too, at Foxborough, like what friends they take care of in the media.
Oh, I get it. See, Bill signed him because he thought his last name was LaCrosse.
Field Yates. Field Yates gets the LaCosse, and who's these two scrubs?
Pennell.
If they sign anyone that you've heard of, Schefter will get it. Like, it's sort of so obvious how they just sort of they dish
the
these
scraps
out.
Go yeah, to no, everybody else.
Yates gets the scraps.
Sign sounds like LaCrosse.
So again, NBC Sports Boston, I don't know how you're doing it. You have the pictures of these guys. Why do you? Is it Vin out? Who's out there today?
Yeah, it's Vinny.
How do you have pictures?
There's a database. I think they just chuck the name in and bang, like they're, you know, assortment of photos come up.
How do you have number 83 on the Broncos set aside? Did he even play last year?
Yeah, Felge, he's a sleeper.
That's unbelievable. Good work.
LaCosse.
Who's that guy?
Matt LaCosse. Holy crap.
Let's see.
Matt LaCosse. Hold on, I'm going to get this right. Mike Pennell. Matt LaCosse.
Well, he's big. He's 6'6", this LaCosse.
He's a tight end.
Maurice Harris. Bruce Ellington. And Terrence Brooks.
And this LaCosse has been in the league since 2015 when he was drafted by the New York Giants. He has one touchdown.
Matching the fellow from Washington, right?
Right.
The little guy with no hamstring, I think, has five career touchdowns. Last year in Denver, he actually played 15 games.
Hey.
Who, LaCosse?
LaCosse. Started five of them. So he actually had some starting work there in Denver. Had that one touchdown, 24 catches on 37 targets. He's actually an NFL player, presumably. So there you go.
Tell you, when I add all these up, Maurice Harris, LaCosse.
I can't remember a single one of these names.
Ellington. Like all these guys, when I add them all up, their practice squad is going to be badass.
Well, just let me tell you this. So
they're going to have a badass practice squad.
So back
squad.
To Gronkowski. He needed to see who else was going to be a tight end, who shares the load. Does Matt LaCosse say to Gronk, you'll have plenty of blows here, we've got LaCosse?
Nope.
Matt LaCosse.
Bedard might be into this Pennell, though. He just tweeted, Patriots finally get a nose tackle type in Pennell.
Oh,
the former Packer.
He can break. Oh, he was a Packer.
Yeah, at one point.
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Oh, please. Bedard loves the linemen. He's covering himself in powdered sugar right now, for crying out loud.
Are the Patriots being a little cavalier with their roster?
A little cavalier.
They didn't,
Adam Butler.
They didn't have the most talented team last year. They didn't exactly surround Tom Brady last year, and they won it all. And so are they doing what the Red Sox are doing with the bullpen, saying, well, if we won that way last year, we can win this way this year.
Connor McDermott.
So we're just going to double down with a whole bunch of guys you never heard of. And Tom, Josh, you're on your own.
Jameel Douglas.
Look, I'm telling you, like this makes the 06 receiving core look like the San Francisco 49ers with Rice, John Taylor, Brent Jones, and tight end, like all of them. This particular group, holy smokes, when you look at it. Who are these bums?
Adrian Waddle.
Who are they? Who are these guys?
Jordan Richards.
Brady's going to show up in camp and look at these guys and say, are you serious? Are you serious?
What you hear from Bedard, by the way, is when you make the mistake of asking him to do a three up and three down from the preseason. That's when you get the Connor McDermotts of the world.
Connor McDermott.
Yeah, exactly.
It's another guy from the 17 draft, by the way.
Second star.
Danny Shelton.
Okay, your reaction to all of this, Matt, in the car. Go ahead, Matt.
Rex Burkhead.
So, look, I think it's good for the fun to joke around with it, but we both agree that this team is not going to be made or break in the middle of March. And last year it was Jordan Matthews, and it was Kenny Britt, and there were
Adrian Claiborne.
Keep going, Matt.
None of them made it, right? So, like, Patriots, from a philosophy standpoint, they incorporate the back so much. So you think you're discrediting what they're going to do with Michelle, what they're going to do, out of the backfield again with James White. And do they need playmakers with how they run their offense? I'm not overly concerned, but it's good for the last today.
So Matt, how do you think Tom Brady feels about it when he looks out
across Rex Burkhead?
How do you think Brady feels?
I think Brady, as long as he has appears to have Rob Gronkowski coming back again, because we haven't heard otherwise, I would think he would have heard something by now. You have a healthy Julian Edelman coming back, only stronger off his injury. I honestly, you can't be thrilled, but I don't think he also was expecting them to go out and grab anyone except Golden Tate. Golden Tate is an absolute fair criticism. He probably should be in a Patriots uniform.
Something tells me, and Matt, thanks for the call. As long as Brady has Gronkowski and Edelman, he's straight. He feels good. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
But if you're Gronk, again, and you want to have your workload lightened, and you see some of these moves, I'd be like, I'm good. I'm going to walk off into the sunset here, become a broadcaster, go to the WWE, just hang with my hot girlfriend. Bye. It's been fun.
Maybe Bill's trying to chase Gronk away. I mean, he tried to trade him last year.
So anyway, maybe he does look out and say that. Maybe he does. You do understand that the offense scored 13 points in the Super Bowl, that it did,
They won that game with defense.
I want to say I caught up to him. I mean, just purely offensively speaking, it was not a great year for them. It wasn't. And they got away with it. The league took a huge step back. I mean, again, you had 11 wins. That's typically not a bye team. And so you got the bye because the league remains down. And your coach remains brilliant. But it's not because of your roster. It really wasn't. It wasn't because of your offensive roster is why you won. So I just think that's a mistake to say, well, we won with that hole last year, so we're going to just double it down and make the hole even bigger for all we care, because we've proven now we can win with this gaping hole in our roster. I think that's dangerous.
Well, yeah. And the hole has gotten bigger.
And they still obviously need help at wide receiver, and I know you'll hate this, but they are addressing two things that were problems for them last year, and that was they couldn't stop the run, and their special teams sucked. Not sexy, I know, but they are doing that. And I'm just reading up a little bit more about this Pennell, who's a monster, apparently 6'4", 332. PFF had him graded pretty high last year, but remember, they no longer have the character coach, right? Greg Bedard tweeting about this Pennell when he was with Green Bay.
Oh, boy.
He twice violated the league substance abuse policy in 2016.
Do we know for what?
No. Text me, Bedard.
Let's see. He was suspended in 16 for the first four games. I feel bad that I couldn't remember this guy, because I don't. Pennell was suspended the first four games of the 16 season due to violating the league's substance abuse policy. Pennell was then suspended for the final four games of the 16 season for again violating the league's substance abuse policy. In eight games in 16, Pennell finished with seven whole tackles. Maybe that's why I don't remember him, because he was suspended the whole year and the way he played, he only had seven tackles. Be that as it may, that is rare to get suspended twice in the same year. I'm sure Josh Gordon's done it. But other than him, usually you come back and you're like, okay, I can't do that anymore, and you stop doing it. Not this fella. He went right back.
Boy, it really does feel like they are at the dollar store, though, doesn't it? Every one of these guys has got something. He's either 4'3", or he's been popped twice in the same year. Like, it's one drawback after the next. It is the classic bargain shopping. But this even takes their approach, typical approach, to an entirely different level.
Feels like they've gone next level on us today, for sure. Pat and Peabody. Yes, Pat.
Yeah, I'd like to know why everybody's dissing the Patriots so bad. Let's face it, 9 Super Bowls in 18 years? I think they know more than you guys do. Sorry about that.
Debatable. Debatable. Why question the Pats, he asked.
So again, I'm not talking about the past.
Can I answer it first? Because it's fun. It's fun. Today's been a fun day. Phew. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've had fun talking about the Patriots. So why question the Patriots? I'll tell you why. Number one on my list, I enjoy it. I like it. It's fun. Number one on the list. Why question the Patriots?
Jimmy's back.
Number two, three, four, and five. I mean, two, maybe they deserve it. I don't know. Maybe because they've given Tom Brady nothing, and that's a legit criticism. So that's two on the list. But even if it wasn't legit, even if two didn't exist, I'd still go to one. I enjoy it. You know who else enjoyed it today?
Who?
I'll tell you who next in the final word.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5. The Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
One piece of sound and the final word today, and that is this. I started the day impatient and pissed at the lack of moves by the New England Patriots.
And it just got worse.
Yeah, I ended the day disappointed and pissed at the moves by the Patriots. Here's the day in review.
Are you starting to get concerned, annoyed?
Impatient and pissed.
Okay, good, Murray. Go ahead. Yeah, impatient and pissed with your team.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. I'm through the buffer of... Well, they did just win the Super Bowl, and I mostly thought that team sucked last year. They always get it right. You're going to add a right wide receiver, a real wide receiver, because Golden Tate's still out there. You have a 42-year-old quarterback. And as of right now, your wide receiver core looks like Julian Edelman. Yay, you bring Philip Dorsett back for one more year. Fine. And Philip Berrios? Braxton Berrios? Whatever the hell his name is?
Honey Nut
Berrios?
Braxton.
Are you going to do anything? You going to add other weapons? Please do something. Let's not go to the bottom of the barrel here. Let's not go to bargain basement costs. The New England Patriots have added to their wide receiver core. From Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, free agent wide receiver Bruce Ellington. What the hell? Bruce Ellington. Who knows about Bruce Ellington? And he's going to sit here and pretend to know about Bruce Ellington.
Fantasy players?
Go get them. Go get Golden Tate. Do something. And something we have, Golden Tate has found a home as former Eagles and Lions wide receiver. Golden Tate is signing with the New York Giants. This from Adam Schefter of ESPN. What is that team doing? How does that make any sense? Why did he go to the New York Giants? I could accept him going to the Pittsburgh Steelers before I could accept him going to the New York Giants.
Right.
Bill, come back from Barbados or wherever the hell you are and sign a guy like this. Oh, now you can't because now he's on the New York Giants with Eli Manning throwing him meatballs. Oh, God.
Can we go over that depth chart again real quick?
Sure, can.
Go ahead,
Murray, do it slowly, okay? Do it slowly because I would like to chime in if you would.
Julian Edelman.
5'10".
Philip Dorsett.
5'10".
Bruce Ellington.
5'9".
Braxton Berrios.
5'9".
Matthew Slater.
No idea. It doesn't matter. He's never going to play the position anyway.
Cody Hollister.
Stop there.
Stop there.
5'10", 5'10", 5'9", 5'9". Wide receiver positional coach, Bob Sosi.
and that's before we even got to the other exciting signing.
And there was more that I just left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, Kyle Pennell.
No, Mike Pennell.
Mike Pennell.
Matt Lacoste.
Feels cheap.
This feels like a day tailor-made. You think I enjoy it? Boston. Grab them.
You couldn't find a bigger collection of bums if you tried.
Grab the ankles. Here comes Jones. Just tease it a little bit, Jonesy.
Most people come back from the beach, and you know they shake all the sand out of every orifice and you know things along those lines. Bill Belichick is shaking all of this roster crap out of his undercarriage and everywhere else. Apparently, got back from Barbados, toweled himself off, shook out of Bruce Ellington, came back. Linda yells at him a little bit, shook out of Mike Pennell. fell under his seat on the drive home from the beach underneath there, found a Bruce Ellington. So that's what Bill's up to on his way back from Barbados. That's good. Nice nice roster you have there, Bill. I do wonder when it comes to the Patriots, I wonder if they know something about Josh Gordon, because their depth chart would look a lot different if Josh Gordon were slotted in right after Edelman. Maybe they have some good intel on what's going on with Gordon. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. The other thing might be Sony Michel's team all of a sudden. Might be Sony Michel's team. If they don't have any receivers, might be the first round running backs team.
Good luck, Christian.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye, con Dios. Here comes Jones. 90 seconds, no commercials, a recap of all the Patriots action today. And there was some Patriots action today.
A little bit.
Murray has you updated. We're back tomorrow at 2 for, wouldn't you know it, Maz?
Agenda-free Friday.
Already here. Agenda-free tomorrow at 2. See you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.